Thank you, Father. I want to welcome you to church this Sunday. You're welcome in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I'm so happy to see you all. Amen. Particularly today, as we know it. And I thank God for the testimonies of the people of God. Testimonies will not cease in our household in Jesus' name. The Lord Almighty has been kind to us, generous. He's been helpful. And I thank God that indeed this is a place that you belong. A place where God answers prayers. A place where destiny gets transformed. A place where you have enlargement and increases. A place where what is impossible to man is possible to God. A place where nothing is difficult for God to do. A place that God's name is to be praised. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, you notice that ordinarily in this 2021, after Thanksgiving, in United States of America, we begin to prepare for Christmas. Hallelujah. Now, just a quick announcement. The Christmas carol is on Saturday. Hallelujah. It's on Saturday here on the 25th. Praise be to the Lord. Then, we're also going to have that carol and Christmas celebration together. Then the following day, we'll also return to church. So you can see that this month is a special month. It's a unique month. May God's name be praised in the name of Jesus. Are you still feeling hot? It may be the grace or the anointing that is creating the heat. Praise the Lord. I opened this door, but they shut it. Praise the Lord. So if you feel heat, then you open it. Praise the Lord, so that the AC can come in. Glory be to God. Amen. But one thing I know is this. The God we serve is a good God and a faithful God. I know a man who tried God. He's been seeing miracles. He's been seeing one or two things taking place. Then he wanted to go to another level with him. And he asked, Jesus, is that you? And Jesus said, yes, it is me. He said, if it's truly you, bid me to come. And he said, okay, come. That must have been a very great faith. Not ordinary faith, but great faith. And he came. One thing we learned from it is that he had fixed. He had fixed his eyes on Christ. So, in this moment of God's goodness, if you only have fixed your eyes on Christ, it is not too late for all other items that is required to be packaged as a Christmas present to truly be delivered to you. Praise be to the Lord. Amen. It is not what? Too late. So I thank God for the testimonies, but they're not going to stop. The testimonies will continue. Glory be to God. So on Christmas Day, Saturday this month, on the 25th, we're going to have our carol service. Praise be to the Lord. Now, before the 25th, myself, my wife, and the children, if they are around, will go somewhere and sing carol service. We invite you to join us. Praise be to the Lord. You know, I said, myself, my wife and my children. My children know themselves. Some are adults, Some say they're older than me. Some are even younger than me. We are going to gather and we're going to give back. Praise the Lord. May the Lord help us to pick the right date. Praise be to the Lord. Faith is doing what this morning? Amen. The just shall live by faith. Peter lived by faith. At one point, the Lord began to watch these brothers and selected three out of them. And he took them on a higher ground. May God, as a result of your testimonies and your thanksgiving, take you on a higher ground. In the mighty name of Jesus. This morning, the short exhortation at this hour is that this is a season of lights. The season of lights. As we prepare for Christmas, we want to bring to our awareness this Thanksgiving day, that the preparation of the heart, by now you should know, the answering of the tongue is what? Hallelujah. The preparation is for you. You want to give to God? Do it. Let us celebrate those who came out for evangelism yesterday. Let us celebrate them with a clap. Can you not clap? Don't feel guilty that you are not here. After all, you were at work. You were not at home. Praise be to the Lord. You are about your daily business. But for those who came, let us clap one more time for them. Thank you. So, each year, for several weeks, around Christmas, you begin to notice people coming from overseas, left and right. As a matter of fact, this year is different from last year. This time last year, our streets were totally quiet. But yet, people still remember to put on the lights. Amen? They still remember. Whether they understand what the light means or not, they switch on the light. If you've never seen beautiful light, please, my sister, go to Galleria, not too far. Just go down there. Make sure it's a little bit dark. And then take your spouse. Hold hands carefully. You know. And then stroll up and down. You may even want to go inside the mall and feed your eyes. Amen. Praise be to the Lord. And after you've done that, please see me because I have an additional comment. Praise the Lord. Amen. Oh, you can also go to Memorial Park. Is that Memorial Drive? In the evening, if you don't want to stop because of the traffic congestion in West Tama area, just drive, go the Memorial Drive in the night, just drive. Quietly, don't speed, just slowly drive and let your family gaze and look at the beautiful lights, left and right and so on and so forth. After you've done so, please let me know. Hallelujah. The lights as a way of transforming things. Glory be to the Lord. It has a way of transforming things. Hallelujah. So light is designed, this Christmas light, they're designed to attract tourists like you and I when we want to feed our eyes. Amen? And again, it attracts us, and then as a result of us coming to the shopping mall, we eventually see that very gushy shoe, gushy wristwatch, and a turtleneck, and so on and so forth. And then we attempted to go for it. And there's nothing wrong with that. Praise be to the Lord. Amen. I did not take a look at my wife's shoe. I'm not distracted, brethren. Let me just share this with you. Before coming up, I said, your shoe is very butterfly, a lot of colors. Then I looked at mine too. I noticed it was shiny. Then we compliment each other. Let us clap for Jesus. Praise be to the Lord. So, as you're all preparing for Christmas, beware that the preparation of the heart belongs unto man. The answering of the tongue is of the Lord. Let's take our reading from John chapter 8, verse 12 to 20. I'll be very fast because time is on my side and not on your side. Glory be to God. Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. What did Jesus say? I am the light of the world. What did he say next? Amen. That key point, bear that in mind. As we prepare for Christmas, and our streets are decorated with lights, and it's so admirable, and we so much love it, to the extent that we want to take time out to do a memorial drive, or Westheimer drive, or if you're in an estate, I'm sorry, but my own estate, brother Ayo, the light they put at the estate entrance is so tiny. I'm like thinking, why now? Where I used to come from, they will make it really big, and you see this Christmas tree so tall. But the estate where I am now, the light is so tiny. Amen. But reading this verse gives me hope. Jesus claimed truthfully that he is the light of the world. If somebody is the light of the world, do you still need estate light? Even in Revelation, the Bible says he has become the light that lit all the streets of heaven. We have opportunity on this earth to formulate a relationship with him. Let me go on with this reading. The Pharisees therefore said to him, key word, Pharisees, you bear witness of yourself. Your witness is not true. Jesus answered and said to them, even if I bear witness of myself, my witness is true, for I know where I came from and where I am going. But you do not know where I come from or where I am going. You judge according to flesh. I judge no one. And yet, if I do judge, my judgment is true. For I am not alone, but I am with the Father who sent me. I am one who bear witness. I am one who bears witness of myself. And the Father who sent me bear witness of me. Facts. Conclusion, verse 19. Then they said to him, where is your father? And Jesus answered, you know neither me nor my father. If you had known me, you would have known my father also. This word Jesus spoke in the treasury as he taught in the temple, and no one lay hands on him, for his hour has not yet come. Glory be to God. This morning, everyone who have negative accusing tongues, as you minister the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ, or you share the testimonies of Jesus, may the Lord Almighty silence them in Jesus' name. Amen. You will notice the source of strength of Jesus while on earth is truly the Father. And what gives him that strength is the fact that he bears witness of him. And he knows him. We must know Christ truly as the light. Hallelujah. If we don't, Christmas preparation are truly waste of time, and it will cost us heftily with electricity bill. I've told you before, year before, that I've been through this. The light we have in England is just old school lights compared to US. So when we saw the light, woo. It was so beautiful. Sister Fumi, then we went out and bought lights. We spent quality time investing in electricity. and we lit because we want to win the prize for our estate. Are you asking if we did? No, we did not win. A week or two later, we receive our bills. Our bills used to be maybe 200 or under. It was between 400 and 600 now. And the estate did not help me to pay it. And the time invested in acquiring the light was not recoverable. And I did not even win the competition. Praise God. I've been to the mangers before. I brought the mangers to our lawn. As he moved his head up and down with the beautiful lights, I then later on discovered that I was only entertaining people driving by. Because you notice after you put the light on, Sister Diola, you are inside the house sleeping. So who are you lighting the light for? For people like us, that was why I said in the introduction that drive to Memoria, there are people already lit the road for you. You just drive and have fun. Enjoy the light, take pictures. You can even get down and get in front of a house and take pictures. You will not receive any bills. Isn't that wisdom? Yes, sir. Praise God. So before Christmas, if I visit your house, make sure your light is bright, not dim and looking like British light. If you're going to have light, have it properly. Lit it up. The good thing nowadays is that we have LED. Then, maybe because there was no LED, you are the scientist, so it costs more. Praise be to the Lord. I am a lot wiser. But then, I also discovered a better light. That if I have better relationship with him and spend more time, quality time in his presence, he will light up my life. And that is what Christ is able to do for you. Anyone without Jesus, they are in darkness. So as you are preparing for Christmas, make sure you begin to do your research. Either going to Galleria or do your research in the Word of God, discovering who the true light is. And in his word, he told us in that John chapter 8 that he is the light of the world. Take it or leave it. When you have the light of God in you, you will never be in darkness. What that means is unnecessary debts are no longer be yours. Stress and unusual stress. Ah, darling, off the light, AC, off it, off it. It's auto, and you say off the AC. Praise be to the Lord. Knowledge is important. The Lord helped us at the camp, so we have one little quarter there. So we asked them to put AC everywhere. Then one of our assistants over there now said, "Ah, sir, Pastor, we need to off the AC." Oh, I said, "Why?" He said, "Because the meter is reading." I said, "The meter must read since the light is on. I'm only going to be here for 2 weeks, for goodness sake. What's the whole essence of, you might as well just put it in one room so I can just stay in one room. Praise be to the Lord." So you get to some homes, even in the United States of America, amen, because they have not subscribed to the right electric authority. Now, if you need to know the right one to subscribe to, Cibra Extra is an agent. Are you still not an agent? Okay. No one. You see, we need to advertise our business. It sells electricity as a retailer. My point is, in US, I visit your house and I'm sweating. Praise the Lord. Amen. So during our house fellowship years ago, when we do training, I say part of the training is, if the house fellowship is coming to your house, make sure the AC is on. Put it on. If you are not able to put the AC on because fingers are not equal, let us know. After all, we take offering in the house fellowship. Praise be to the Lord. But then I discovered that when you have Christ in you, your hands are open. They're not tight. Praise the Lord. I have discovered that lack of the light in us makes us tight-fisted. And even when we attempt to open your hands or fingers or your palm or your hands, is that correct? You are still holding it tight. Hallelujah. What am I saying? I am saying to you that if you truly have the light that is Jesus Christ in you, things will happen the way it's supposed to. The first Christmas light ever light up was not created by Edison or the general public electricity that we're talking about, but it came right from heaven. The Bible says the glory of the Lord shone around him because the light has come. That is the man, the person of Jesus Christ that we're preparing to celebrate. We need no other argument. The first Christmas light ever was not created by this electrical company, Reliance Energy. No, it was Christ. Because he came, the light came with him. So having Christ around us, you are never in darkness. What does that mean? It means you have an advantage over situation. You have advanced knowledge of situation to come. Example, you will have seen that your paper is approved. You will have seen it in Revelations. Having Christ in us illuminate us. It becomes a revelation. It becomes the revealed light. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17. You have Christ, you are more than conqueror. Because anyone who fights you are usually in darkness. And you will always see them. Because your light will expose all darkness. Asking God, the glorious Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, to give you spiritual wisdom, insight. Give me King James. I want the word light. Glory be. Enlightenment is insight to so that you might. Hallelujah. All right. Say that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelations in the knowledge of him. That revelation is light. 18. Amen. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened. That is light. Hallelujah. When it is enlightened, you know. That's what it says there. You know. You know what others don't know. Glory be to the Lord. So when the shepherd went to Bethlehem to see if what the angel said was true in verse 15, after that, they had confirmed it. They could not keep it to themselves. When you have the light, it's difficult to stay away from outreach. Amen? No matter what. When I'm driving by Bisonet, I will have seen you. You are a light carrier. Your light will shine. I will have seen you on social media. Your light will shine. Praise God. Or maybe I'm the one not in the right location. Then please help me so I can connect to understand where the light is shining. What am I saying this morning? I am saying you are preparing for Christmas. A lot of lights are going to be acquired. Make sure you are not indebted. But rather, you know the right light. And prepare for his celebration. Simple. That's all. That's the summary of everything. Amen. I thought someone would say, preach, Pastor. Thank you. I believe you said that truthfully. Many of us have heard Christmas stories. Why don't you share the good news. We should stop using the United States of America as an excuse. Lead one person to Christ, and you are still comfortable, and the year is running to an end. Oh, you are in 2022. Praise be to the Lord. The light of the world has come. John 8:12. The light of the world has come, and that is Jesus himself. Share the good news with others that Christ, the light of the world, has come. And if he is coming, he has come. Am I speaking to somebody? All right, thank you. In John chapter 8, verse 12, it was recorded when Jesus spoke again to the people. He said, I am the light of the world. Whosoever, again, that follows me will never be in darkness, but have the light of life. There is a light of life. Tell the person next to you, don't fall asleep on Pastor. Hallelujah. You better tell the person so they know that we see them. You see, the word used by the Lord in this verse speaks of the light of his truth. Light of life. In preparation for the Christmas. But we'll have the light of life. Glory be to the Lord. You see, those who perceive the true light will never walk in spiritual darkness. And that is what we've been talking about. We'll never what? Walk in darkness. As you all know, I've said it repeatedly here. You take a candle or you take a light stand from one room to another, it immediately dispels the darkness. And you, standing to represent light of God, you will always dispel both physical and spiritual darkness in Jesus' name. Amen. In Luke chapter 12, verse 47, the Bible talks about preparedness. It says, and that servant, which knew his Lord's will, the servant, who knew his Lord's will and didn't prepare nor do what he wanted will be what? With what? Don't be afraid, though. Read it. Let's read it again. And that servant. Amen. Amen. You know, at times we have these lines around our body when we wake up and we say it's Ogbenje. It may not be that. It may just be Luke 12:47. Some people see masquerade. It may not be witchcraft. It may just be because you are not doing the Lord's will. Amen. I know it's Thanksgiving Sunday, but take this home. Don't eat it. Meditate on it. Watch over it. So, Advent then means preparation for the celebration of Christmas. So people will have been talking about it. Other denominations you'll have heard consistently. Advent is coming. Advent, this Advent season, all this leading to Christmas. Preparation for Christ's arrival. But he's here. But the celebration helps us to keep the momentum burning. To let you and I know that Christ is real and is with us. Among his people as light. Season of light. That's the season. But let your wisdom be sharpened. Let your understanding be focused. you will see immediately whether you are in the right or the wrong. The other time we taught on the right path. Choose the right path. You know what to do, do it. If your means of evangelism is song, then sing. If your own means of evangelism is prayer, then intercede. If your own means of evangelism is prophecy, then prophesy. If your means of evangelism is teaching, then teach. Hallelujah. If you're an evangelist, then evangelize. If you're a needer, then you either be cold or hot. For the time is short. Hallelujah. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3a, it says, "For this is the will of God, even your sanctification." This is what? The will of God, even your sanctification. Let me split this into two. Condition of two promises. In that John chapter 8, verse 12, let's split into two. Following Jesus, we have two promises. One, as a result of it, you will never walk in darkness, which is a reference to the assurance of salvation. He that walks with Jesus are saved. Remember, the man Jesus met ordinarily wanted to go with Jesus, but the spirit and the legion in him will not allow him. So he shouted and said, "Leave me alone." As many that tell Christ to leave him alone, they are in darkness. With that realization and with the need for help and the glory that must shine, Jesus commanded the legion out. And the man received his liberty. And he was now rested and able to follow Christ. He wasn't able to before. A man bounded by chain, caterpillar chains, and he was still able to break it. The strength in him, I don't know if I'm allowed to equate it to Samson's strength. Because of the multiple legions in him. But when he received his liberty, he then lived his life right. As many lives that are not being lived right, I pray this morning that from now henceforth, you will desire the light. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Again, as a true follower of Jesus Christ, of the light, it means you will never follow the ways of sin. Never live in a state of continually sinning. That conditions exist. You find the light, you will not be in darkness. You find the light, you will abstain consistently. You will despise sin. It will not be common to you. You will not even want to engage in it. You will want to run away from it. Hallelujah. I hope I am communicating. I'm almost concluding, please. And when you have the light, you will reflect it. It becomes a lot easier to reflect it. You have this spiritual conviction within you when you are not doing anything that is right. And you know that the Holy Spirit is convicting you. Then you will adjust. Because you have the light in you. Just as the light came to the world, the light in you now, you are able to reflect it as a light carrier. Hallelujah. Let me conclude. That the grace of God is available for us, particularly this month. Amen. And this is our fifth month. We have truly traveled. Can you imagine? To the fifth month. You know, among the testimonies, I was searching for testimony that will say, I saw 2022, month so and so. Accurate description. A description that we will write down or document. And the Bible says, test all spirit. Praise be to the Lord. Amen. May the Lord grant us teachable spirit. Jesus said in Genesis, let there be light. And there was light. Hallelujah. Let there be light. Into each life as we celebrate this Thanksgiving season, I pray that there shall be light in our lives. Let there be light. And there was light. There was an order in heaven. God had an agenda, a plan, and a purpose. And step by step, he starts it. That is why number four can be deemed to be the start of creation. Because when he now got to that day four, then he begins to alter utterances, what to be in declaration. But the first thing was that darkness was separated from light. So, in this new month, be separated from darkness. In this new month, be the light carrier. In this new month, let no other light overshadow your light. Because the stars in its unique galaxies, locations, nothing compete with it. Nothing. These are mysteries that God puts in place. And his function is able to carry it out. It's all in America with the pollution that you don't see stars. If you come to our village in Tekule, you see stars, stars, stars. You don't need lantern. For those that are in Nigeria, in Lagos, that you need lantern in Lagos. In Tekule, you don't. Well, at least when I was growing up there. I don't know what it is now. Maybe they burnt all the forestry. Praise the Lord. So God is able to do what he says he can do. I talk about my own Tekule. Which one is yours? You will say yours is Ajegunle. Amen. At least I know my own place. Praise the Lord. A brother that has been telling us that he was from Kwara. We finally found out that he was from Kogi. He said, Kogi? Why Kogi now? I said, to pacify him, I said, oh, you remember it used to be the same that they splitted it. So now it's okay. Praise the Lord. Let us rise and pray. I will send him this claim. I say, oh, Lord. Praise the Lord. He loves you. I cannot say why. He loves you. I cannot say why. On Calvary tree, he suffered for you.
He loves you. I cannot say why.
Brother, this life is so short. If I ask mommy there to just off this light, and you see, immediately there will be a shadow cast. That is how short this life is. Let the light of God remain with you. Pursue Christ more. My brother, the turnaround God promised you yesterday that I witnessed, if you just know it, you will pursue Christ more. What you are pursuing now are those things that are supposed to be pursuing you. Because after Christ has done it, a time is coming. Between 7 and 10 years, there will be a visitation of apology. And you see. So what are we worrying about? Let us live for Christ now, that we might outlive 7 years to 10 years' time. Praise the Lord. The revelation of be careful about home is still there. Be prepared. If you try it, may the Lord have mercy on you. Love Christ more. Praise God. Let us close this section. Praise the Lord. I need to move on. Because I see things. I see things, and if we start talking about that, I want us to pray. You want to say, Heavenly Father, help me this Christmas to reflect the light of your presence and goodness to others. Let's repeat that prayer. It's on the screen. Father, help me this Christmas to reflect the light of your presence and goodness to others. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let's pray the second prayer. It's on the screen also. You want to say, Father of holiness, prepare my heart to seek you and to know you in a more personal way. One more time, Father of holiness, prepare my heart to seek you and to know you in a more personal way. I want to be found ready when Christ returns. In Jesus' name, our Father, thank you. Simply, you wanted me to tell your children that yes, it is the season of lights in the United States of America. Actually, after Thanksgiving, in November, the season of lights starts, and the competition to have lights, beautiful lights, different rainbow colors, exist in our community. But to remind your children that you are the light of the world, and that he that move with you will never remain in darkness. And that in the preparation for Christmas Day 25th, that if they will actually begin a close relationship with you, that which you have promised to do for them, that it will be easy to come to manifestation. I pray in the name of Jesus. May God allow you, as he has promised, to witness his major breakthrough in your life. Amen. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray.